At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
All right, welcome to the Shepherd and Bella Show. I hope everyone is having a great day today. Sorry I wasn't on yesterday. Right before the show, I pinched a nerve or pulled. I don't think I really pulled a muscle. I think I like pinched a nerve in my back. And even today, every now and then when I turn a certain way, I almost can't even breathe. I don't know if y'all have had that. It's so annoying. So I'm hoping to get over that soon. I got my coffee with me. There's a lot going on with this Doge auditing the government, you know, the whole entire clown world. Spending habits of the government and how it's all set up, the structure. Joe Rogan was talking about it with Brett Weinstein, and Brett Weinstein's an evolutionary biologist and author, but they were talking about the government spending and whatnot, but to me, it always seems like Joe Rogan pushes this like CIA style agenda. How he handles everything and uses certain sources to fact check stuff and whatnot. But their conversation about this government spending, it was fairly legitimate. But they act like, you know, they're really going to go in and clean house with all this spending. I mean, they might, but they're going to open it up for other spending. I mean, Trump wants to bulldoze Gaza basically and build it up. So, you know, he's all about building things in places. He talked about taking over Canada recently. And this whole Doge department, Elon Musk's watchdog sector of the government, you know, they already found like $3 million. Yeah, $3 million so that researchers could pump tiny hamsters full of drugs, literally just to watch them walk around like cracked out zombies. I mean, you really don't need a government funded study to tell someone what happens when hamsters are on meth. I mean, but of course, this is how the elite set everything up. See, this is what people don't realize about the New World Order in general. When people are talking about like these characters in the New World Order and the government and all these power players, they set up all these payments and slush funds, and the Treasury pays out all this money. All these different departments get paid, you know, private no bid contracts, just ridiculous stuff. $200,000 to find out if chickens enjoy the sound of pre-recorded chicken noises. That kind of stuff. So they just troll the American people. They take the tax dollars, but they're not really going to appropriate the tax dollars for anything else. So like part of the PSYOP was Joe Rogan and this guy started saying, well, certain government funded programs are good, like ones that feed the homeless and stuff. They're trying to say you need billions of dollars to feed the homeless, when literally there's laws in virtually every American city in the United States that if you feed the homeless, it's illegal. It's illegal to feed the homeless. So why would I want to spend tax dollars? You know, wouldn't the smarter lobby be like this? Don't spend any tax dollars on feeding the homeless and just let people who want to feed the homeless and let restaurants that dump that food out at the end of the day, give those to homeless people and whatnot. None of this makes sense. It's just, I mean, I'm listening to Joe Rogan and I'm thinking like, this is like ridiculous. 1.7 million to train mice to overeat. You know, they want fat mice. I mean, it's like these McDonald's burgers, the 64 ounce sodas, all this stuff, you know, so they got to know if mice will get fat and all this. $3.3 million for bike lanes that no one uses. Yeah, build it and they will come. Millions of dollars for $20 million for car chargers, electric car chargers that they only put in like four chargers. I think they got 20 million or 20 billion, like a ridiculous amount. You know, like $50,000 to study why people gamble in Vegas. That must have been like a Bernie Sanders slush fund. He only wanted 50,000. Most of these guys get hundreds of millions and whatnot. So that's what, you know, I mean, they're dipping into all of this. Government money is how they do it. I mean, if they can keep this money flowing out to all of their friends and family in the Ukraine and the ARC cities that they're building in the Ukraine, then everyone's going to be happy. I mean, this study on hamsters alone, it was funded by the NIH and the National Institutes of Health, and it was aimed to observe how different illicit substances affect the behavior of hamsters in enclosed environments. So they were giving these hamsters meth until they explode, basically. And that is what your $3 million went to pay for, you know, for that. But they'll give you $750 of your own tax money. But they'll take your house when you don't pay back the loan because it's only a loan. You know, when your house gets destroyed, like in a hurricane and whatnot. I mean, that's just how far this is all going. Guys, do not forget to support the broadcast, support the show. Hit the link tree link below. Also, get my book. It's flying off the shelves, guys. I didn't think it would be like this, but I mean, literally just countless copies every single day flying off shelves. Hidden access forces beyond the visible world. The link is below. You can get it on Amazon Books, Barnes and Noble. You can, you know, search the title at your favorite bookstore and whatnot. So check that out. I guess Musk Doge team is going to get free reigns of the Pentagon, and they're going to see what they got going on over there. They have software engineers that have gained access to Americans' potential details on Americans, like their personal information and whatnot. And they're worried like Elon Musk will see this information, or people that are working in the Doge department there. And it's basically operating without guardrails. They're saying this department's just going in and it's going through everything. I mean, if they're really doing it wholeheartedly, that's great. I would assume that they're going to reappropriate some of that money, that, you know, they're going to be like, well, since we saved this much money, SpaceX is going to get a big grant now. You know what I'm saying? That's how they're going to do it. So Trump suggested that he has given the tech billionaire Elon Musk free rein and has told reporters about some of the details, but he's not really forthcoming on a lot of it. And, you know, reporters are wondering like what the deal is. There's people like Elizabeth Warren just going apeshit over this, because she doesn't want her insider funding to stop. She's funded by all of these vaccine companies, drug companies and whatnot. And once, you know, they find out about all this stuff, they're going to have all these people by the balls in government. So it looks like Trump's going in and virtually just knows what he's doing. He's going to rile them up. But, you know, are they going to try and pull another attack on him or something? He says if Iran tries to attack him, he's just going to obliterate him. He's going to just literally wipe Iran off the map if they attempt an attack on his life again. So we're going to have to see where that goes. I'm going to roll some of this clip with Joe Rogan and Brett Weinstein. And let's just listen to them talk. I'll commentate here and there. They're going to cover this Doge issue. But remember, then they're going to advocate for certain government programs. And, you know, that's where I got problems. I mean, this government is, it can't be trusted to do anything. But let's listen to them talk about this.
We can properly understand what these numbers mean and what they're actually being used for, but it was a racket.
Well, we were always wondering, like, why is our debt so high? Why is the national debt so high?
I guess
like, why
he
is our
didn't
deficit
get the memo.
So
I've been talking about it for like a decade.
Well, this is it. I mean, how about the one where they paid $236 billion, like, for chargers? Do you know that they were trying to set up chargers?
You mean car chargers?
Car chargers.
And they only built a couple of them?
Oh, excuse me. $40 billion for electric car.
He goes, did you know they were trying to set up car chargers? Joe, let me tell you something, my man. It doesn't work like that. They don't try to set up anything. They didn't try to do anything. They might have put like three or four in, but they didn't try. They just got all that money.
Our ports, 8 ports have been built. You know how crazy that is? $40 billion
I
for
do.
Carports.
But
$40 billion for 8 car chargers that don't even work.
I have to say, as much as this is shocking, I wasn't surprised. I thought that effectively our entire system had been turned into a racket and that...
Oh, he thought that. He didn't know that. It's like every American literally knows that for a fact. This guy, his name's Brett Weinstein, he only thought that. He suspected it. He's a pretty good sleuth there. He suspected something was going on.
We were basically being fed a cover story from it.
Oh,
and
really?
It's weird to now have the evidence of this, but I think it was apparent that whatever had taken over our system wasn't interested in the well-being of average people.
Whatever had taken over the system, as if the New World Order doesn't exist and the deep state's not in there. He's like, whatever took it over, like maybe AI did it.
That it was interested in the power of the state to take people's resources and redistribute them, and that really is what's been going on for most of our adult lives.
And it's also important to note that this progressive, left-leaning, like radical left arm of the government, of the country, was manufactured.
Yes.
It's all manufactured. It's all manufactured and supported. It's not organic, which is really fascinating about the other side, because the other side, the reaction to it is organic. Like, say what you want about the Trump administration and what you think about him. That was an organic shift where people were like, enough.
Yes, it was an overdue reaction.
Yeah.
The cover story that what we were up to was righting past wrongs was so pernicious and pervasive that it was hard to get our footing to challenge it.
Right.
But it shouldn't really be surprising that movement wasn't organic. Of course it was induced. It was a cover story for theft. And we're going to be waking up to the magnitude of that theft for quite some time.
Have you ever heard of feedback, though?
¿Quieres transformar tu carrera?
Mi nombre es Carlos, soy analista de datos.
Oh, here's this ad playing. Yeah, well, you know, let's keep listening to a little bit of this.
Is utilized to free resources that garner more power, and it is the exact inverse of the system that we are supposed to have.
Yeah. It's very interesting.
Where we're headed, that's a harder question.
Where we're headed is...
Where we're headed, we don't need roads.
We're going to own Gaza.
Somehow.
This is it.
We're going to own Canada, Gaza. There's going to be Trump Towers everywhere. It's amazing.
So fractal technology maps previously hidden connections between 55,000 liberal NGOs, revealing how tax dollars allegedly flowed through major institutions like Vanguard and Morgan Stanley to groups like the Chinese Progressive Association.
China.
This breakthrough tracking system can now monitor every dollar going to every NGO, exposing intricate funding webs that traditional tech couldn't detect.
It all funnels back to Biden. They send AI on it, and it goes back to Biden's laptop. This is fucking bullshit. They're not going to deploy this shit.
Example, Black Voters Matter Fund's $4 million distribution network was invisible until quantum mapping revealed dozens of subsidiary organizations. The unprecedented mapping reveals a previously hidden web of financial relationships. And that's what it's really all about. And
yes. The problem is, sometimes when I see like a list of preposterous scientific projects that have gotten big grants,
mm-hmm.
I read it and I think, they all sound preposterous, but I don't know. Some of these
here comes the fucking CIA in him coming out. Oh, he just has doubt that they're not all preposterous. And because he has such doubt, he's going to go ahead and need to see a bunch of these programs stay active. They got to keep all this shit going. Bill Gates needs to get his money. They got to build GMO mosquitoes, all this bullshit.
things are likely to have had a good explanation, and it just is not apparent in the soundbite. And some of them are every bit as preposterous. Nothing has.
Let me let you in on a little tip here, buddy. Nothing in government has a good explanation. Okay, this guy is fucking. This guy
seem. And so I can't look at a map like that and say what I would expect if the system was healthy. So I'm cautious about it. I don't think the system was healthy. I think the system was a racket from one end to the other. And I've been saying that we've been living in the era of malignant governance where there's basically no element of this you couldn't turn off and make us better. But we have to be suspicious also of our understanding of how a properly functioning system would graph in something like that, so that we don't overrun the train station when we get there.
Right.
And I will just say I was talking to a friend of mine who runs an Alaska Native corporation, which I don't know if we've talked about Alaska Native corporations before, but this is a
So anyways, Musk is going to rehire some Doge aide that resigned over racist posts. And he's going to rehire this employee for the government efficiency program that he has going on, saying he will be brought back. And Elon Musk says he will forgive him. And J.D. Vance, the vice president, says, hey, give the employee a second chance. Let them go back in. We'll see what they got. So that's going on. A lot of smoke and mirrors, though, with the whole Trump administration. Everyone knows that he wasn't being truthful about the government drone or the drones in New Jersey, quote, drones that are actually UAPs. And probably some government mixed in with some government drones. They didn't come clean about that. And that's another problem. Like, a lot of people notice that. And Trump lost a lot of trust with the American people that were really looking for some type of answer. But also, you know, we haven't been seeing these orbs around lately, which is fascinating within itself. If you think about it, like, what would cause mass orb sightings around the world, right? Like, there were so many of these different spherical looking lights and orbs that were moving in and around, and it appeared to be like what the government was actually trying to find out what was going on. But police and military put out heat-seeking technology, FLIR cameras, all this stuff, and could not see any of these drones. And again, that begs the question, were these so-called drones even of worldly origin? It's just bizarre. Maybe we'll hear more about it. Maybe we won't. Now, once this Doge stops these U.S. AID payments, Bill Gates is going to come unhinged, people, and probably drop bird flu on the population. He has to have this funding. He's gonna be pissed. He probably gets billions from that USAID, and he said he is concerned about it, and about what Elon is doing. Obviously, he's concerned because some pipeline to his funding is going to be cut, and he's not going to be able to, deal with it, you know? Sorry, guys. I'm trying to pull this up. My window got closed out here. But Elon Musk tasked with you know, looking at the treasury, at all this stuff. He has a team going in there. I heard these people are pretty good at what they do. They are finding a lot of this spending going different places. I mean, like I said, you know, 1.7 million to train mice to overeat. And they wanted these mice to eat junk food to simulate human obesity patterns. And they used these animals in a controlled setting, these rodents, and their goal was basically like, you know, they're like, we're going to study their brain chemistry and changes in their brain, how eating McDonald's affects them. Do they get compulsive behavior over this type of food?
Get your exterior painting to-dos done easily with Dutch Boy Pristine Exterior Paint. With its rain rinse technology, rain naturally washes away dirt and grime. Plus, it resists cracking and peeling, making it perfect to withstand the harshest weather conditions. Save big money on pristine exterior paint and start your painting project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money
at Menards. At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Do they get violent? Do they get addiction? Are they obese because of it? And so they actually did this supposedly study, but it makes you wonder if they even do any of these and they just collect the money and it goes into someone's pocket. Because the takeaway from this is like Elon Musk's government Doge project. I mean, it's basically exposing how taxpayer money is misallocated. I mean, they've never once as a government allocated money properly or been efficient with anything. And, you know, hence the word Doge, the government efficiency. But they really do need a organization like this, but they need to do continual watch over it. You know, this is bullshit, though, because it's not transparent. How all of this needs to work is every dollar that the government spends needs to go on a public roster so that the American people can audit the government and then file grievances against any of those line items that are not for a good cause, you know, that are not legitimate. And people need to investigate all that. So they need to publish all this information. They won't, though. That's the thing. They're not going to publish all the spending. We'll never know. So a lot of stuff could be going on still. For all we know, they're just getting rid of Democrats spending and favoring Republicans or something weird. You know, something that's partisan like that. So a lot could be going on. I don't know. I guess we'll literally have to wait and see where this is all headed. But it'll be interesting to see if they start pulling the plug on a lot of these different entities that were getting funding in various ways that appear to be shady. And then, you know, will that translate into them trying to do something to Trump ultimately? Because, you know, is Trump the new JFK? Because is he getting in a little too deep, or does he know what he's doing, or is it all part of the plan? See, because a lot of people are duped about the Trump administration right now, and they think he's a big savior and stuff, but that might not be the case. How's it going? What's up, Kevin?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Am I echoing or thing?
No, you're good.
Okay.
How you been, man? What do you think about all this shit?
Shit's going to fucking... There are so many PSYOPs being ran. People being played left and right, Shep. You know what's going on, dude. Oh, Trump's doing this. Trump's doing that. No, it's the Great Reset, and everybody's like, oh, man, this is awesome. It's being played out in front of your face. Oh, he's getting rid of the CIA. He's getting rid of the FBI. He's releasing all these files. Yeah, it's for the Great Reset, dude. But and he's going to be at the Super Bowl, which that just puts more focus on their satanic ritual that they will do during halftime. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's going to be Sunday, right?
Yep. And there's, like I said, and then there's a lot of people, like, I think it's been like 47 years or 45 years.
Four score and 45 years ago.
Since the movie Black Sunday, where there was like a blimp attack on a football game. It's an old movie. But anyway, long story short, so the Philadelphia Eagles, their record is 666 wins right now, and they're sitting at 665 losses. So if they lose, then it's 666 across the board for the Eagles this weekend. You can't make this shit up.
When I Googled the Super Bowl, it says Sunday, February 9th, 4:30 p.m., Philadelphia Eagles, Kansas City Chiefs. And then it says, under the Eagles, it says 17-3. And under the Kansas City, it says 17-2. Is that how many wins they got and losses?
Yes, that is exactly what's up. But yeah, so, okay, then... We have jets and planes crashing, falling out of the sky, more left behind movie script. Yeah. You know what I mean? We just had another one in Brazil, and supposedly there was military people, like a couple of military people on that plane. And so if it comes to fruition that somebody took that plane down with our military on it, even if it's just a random Joe. He's not like a colonel or anything. That's going to escalate stuff. You got Trump saying, if there's an attempt on my life or they take me out, I've done left, you know, like instructions, wipe Iran off the map. Like,
they're yeah, like he said he will obliterate him.
That's what I'm saying. And they could do like a, I won't say false flag because in false flags, people die. But they could do a hoax, kind of like his last when he got shot on stage and shit. But yeah. Some shit like that and blames Iran, everybody's going to jump on board like, yeah, you know, because everybody sees him doing good. And then you got Elon Musk. He's up in the Social Security. He is like, oh, we found all this money that's being wasted. Okay, the American people that are buying into this, like what they're saying, they are trusting the government to tell them that the government has been stealing. Does that sound retarded or what?
Yeah, I mean, they need to print out, and you know, you could never trust them to do this either, but it'd be crazy if, like, the real way to do it would be to, like, print out all the... every expenditure needs to be listed and the people can like know it, you know, but they'll never do that shit. They're just telling us a couple things here and a couple things there.
Have you seen the reports? Remember the mystery fog everywhere?
Yeah.
Well, there's people that are getting sick from this shit, whether it's like hypochondriac or they're really getting sick. So if you think about it, if they really wanted to spread something around, they just do it in this area and this area and that area. And then them people are going to go talk to everybody at Walmart, and they could just spread whatever sickness they have.
They're hypochondriac. They're like, oh, man, is that fog? Oh, hell no. I'm calling in to work tomorrow. I'm sick.
But I'm just saying that's an easy way people – believe that they can spread a virus.
It moves in like that movie, The Fog. It comes in and just like creeps in.
Okay. If Trump was real, like the real OG that everybody thinks he is, he should be locking up Fauci. He should be locking up fucking Bill Gates. Like RFK's already flip-flopping. He's like, yeah, some vaccines I understand. What? No, no. We don't take no vaccines unless.
Yeah, that's crazy, dude. That shit, that flip flop bullshit. It's like either do no vaccines and be full anti-vaxxer and make it a law that that all vaccines are evil and not one motherfucker can take them or they go to prison. If you even attempt to take a vaccine, you have to go to prison, or fucking. Get out, because like that shit, you need to flip the script. They need to make it prison time if you take a vaccine.
And then people are like, well, he let all the people go back to work for the military. They got booted out for not taking it. And then
I think the new, we should have like a anti-New World Order where it's like everything they wanted to do, but it's like backwards on them. And you like somehow like reverse it onto everyone, you know, like all the players of the New World Order. They'll never do any of this shit, though. The thing is like these people operate behind the shadows and shit. Like they're not going to they'll never stop any of these people there. Some of this funding, it was going to like George Soros to bail people out of jail, like Black Lives Matter and shit. Like the government was paying for that shit.
Yeah, and it was just like a big round, like a turnstile at the subway.
Yeah,
USF would fund this money to Soros. Soros would pay it out. That money would go right back to him. It's just like a revolving door of fucking corruption, dude. For real.
Yup.
And then, like, Trump's like, oh, I'm going to expose all this shit. He's part of it, dude, or he wouldn't be there. I don't care if everybody in America voted for Trump. If they didn't want him there, he wouldn't be there. That's why they put Joe Biden in last time. Joe Biden didn't win shit.
Biden. But he had to
push all this fucking DEI shit and fucking the gay agenda. Whatever, dude.
There's like, judges blocking Trump's... Trump tried to do something with the FBI, like buy them out. You know what I'm saying? Like they get 8 months pay if they quit. And some judge blocked that. So there's like people blocking presidential shit. Like it's like everyone's powerless. Even if he wanted to do good or something, like he can't. Because like they'll just file shit against him and tie it up. Yeah.
It's the same shit he did last time. He tried doing all this good, and everything gets tied up in court, and nothing fucking ever happens.
They need to end all that all this court bullshit and stuff is just like ridiculous, bro. In the United States,
like you said, if the president says that this is how it's going to be, then how does the court step in and just say no? We need to investigate.
Yeah, because honestly, the president's power is actually absolute and supreme. So this, they just want motherfuckers to think that he's powerless. I mean, he's powerless because the continuity of government and shit is in place right now and like some shit like that. But if that wasn't in place, you know, they want you to think that he's powerless and that, but really he could go in and basically do anything he wants like a dictator. He could go in and have people, taken in or whatever. Like, I mean, all these same characters are still running all these scams. Like who would let Bill Gates walk loose on the planet?
Nobody would. But see, another thing is Trump can't lock these fuckers up because it would make him look dumb because he supported them last time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He listened to all of them. You know what I mean? Like if he would arrest them, then that would show his weakness. And you know Trump ain't ever going to do that. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Remember when they said it was a military operation? I got home a little late when you started your show. Have you talked about NATO going to Ohio yet?
No. Tell us about that.
NATO's doing an exercise. Well, basically taking over Ohio, and I think it's May, and there'll be certain parts of Ohio that people ain't allowed to go.
Jason Burns won't even cover it, and he lives there.
No, nobody's going there. But Ohio is supposedly where
Dabu won't cover anything, and he lives everywhere.
You hear me?
Yeah.
Ohio is supposedly where Donald Trump gets his head wound.
Oh, really? So, that's what people are saying?
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, there's been people saying this for years, that certain people, one particular, said that it'll happen on Obama's birthday, 8/4, in Ohio. And I just find it odd that NATO's taking over Ohio in May.
Hmm. That's weird. I wonder what's in Ohio.
It's just part of the script.
Cornfields.
Everything. Like, if you think about, like, even you're, like, we're all crazy, right? To normal people. Thinking about all this shit. They're throwing so much psyop fucking shit at you right now. I mean, we went from the drones to planes falling to orbs. And it's the fog. The weather's still off the chain. Have you talked about the weather? I mean, Japan, what?
Flooding everywhere still. 84
inches of snow in 6 hours. I mean, what is going on?
A lot of flooding worldwide still.
Yes. I'm seeing a slowdown on the reporting of the flooding, but I still see it every day from a few channels. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where it was like being predominant, showing you everywhere that like the world's fucked up. It's not just the United States. It's the whole world. Then you have like, what's funny is Trump's like, I don't want Iran to have nuclear weapons. They don't need them. What about Kim Jong-un? That dude's crazy as shit. I mean, where do you draw your line at who can have a fake nuke? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, what about the missing 33rd nuke?
Okay.
Broken Arrow.
The Broken Arrow? You want to go Broken Arrow?
Let's go Brokeback Mountain.
Well, yeah, some people will this weekend, you know. They'll choose the wrong side, and that'll be the backside. But in American history, there's been 32 broken arrows, which means a missing nuke, somebody stole one, somebody's got a suitcase. The next broken arrow will be number 33. We know they love that number. They show it all the time.
When the terrorists are running their operation, they'll be like, prepare the broken arrow. And then the leader come around the corner and he's like, guys, I didn't say Brokeback Mountain. I said Broken Arrow.
You guys put your clothes back on. Here's another tie-in. So the Kansas City Chiefs play at Arrowhead Stadium and their logo is an arrow, a broken arrow.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Damn, cuh.
Yeah, this shit getting deep, cuh. I'm just saying. But I think they want everybody to watch the halftime, which is supposed to be Kendrick Lamar, right?
Yeah.
He's more gangster. I don't see him coming out in a devil costume. But for some reason, by Trump being there, he's going to be the first sitting president ever to go to the Super Bowl and sit in the stands. It kind of plays back to that Batman theme that I told you, where Bane comes in, blows up the stadium. And what's crazy, anybody that's listening right now, just type in Trump-Bane speech. Trump has quoted Bane verbatim, like verbatimly in multiple speeches. Like, this shit is real. And now he's going to this football game. So I have the weekend off. I'm going to watch it. I'm from Missouri. I want Kansas City to win because there's a lot of crybabies out there. Oh, they get all the calls. All these people that say the NFL is rigged and, oh, they want the Chiefs to win. Well, if you really believe that, why haven't you been betting on them all year long and making lots of money? I mean, people that love, I know one guy that loves the Chiefs. He's made $60,000 on that team alone by betting all year long on the Chiefs. And everybody's like, oh, it's so rigged. They just want the Chiefs there. Well, all these people that are saying this, like I said, why haven't you been betting on them then? Why haven't you cashed in on, they want them there, so they're going to be there. Why not?
Yeah.
There should be a lot of rich people out there because there's a lot of haters. But I kind of understand it. It's kind of like when the Patriots kept winning year after year after year after year.
Yeah.
You get sick of it, and then you become a hater. Mm-hmm. But here's the difference. Kansas City's never fucking went and videotaped nobody's practice. Kansas City, Patrick Mahomes hasn't deflated footballs and cheated to get extra trophies. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They're just saying, and they're saying, oh, well, the refs want this shit. Well, shit, if you're a ref and you're being paid off, one good call, you should be retired by then, right? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Somebody's wanting you. Like, I don't think it, because they get graded. Those refs do. I'm not saying they don't get calls. If you're a superstar, Tom Brady got calls too all the fucking time.
Tomorrow's round five of Monster Energy Supercross in Tampa, Florida. And the Wonder Boy, the chosen one, Jet Lawrence, he has a torn ACL.
So who is it, Tomac or fucking the Cowboy?
God, I'm almost thinking Ken Roczen might win, or Tomac, maybe.
Is there anybody from Florida in that race?
Yeah, Cooper Webb and some other people.
I'm just going to be crazy with you. Cooper Webb wins. He's from Florida. You got Mar-a-Lago in Florida. Do you know what I'm saying?
What if number 33 wins? I wonder if there's a 33. I don't think there is.
Hey, did you talk about this, Shepherd, which is kind of like what you've talked about for the last 4 years? The asteroid prediction from NASA?
Yeah, well, I mean, I didn't talk about it, but that's going to be crazy.
Well, what's happened over the last 72 hours about an asteroid that's supposed to hit in 2035.
Yeah, they're admitting this shit now. And, you know, if they're admitting that, I'm thinking, like, what's going to hit before that? Because, you know, if they know people are going to panic on that date, obviously something's going to hit us before that. They're not going to tell us about, like, Apophis in 2029, yeah.
What I'm talking about is, in the last 72 hours, NASA put out a news story, and the first one was like in 2025, there is like a 15% chance that an asteroid's going to hit us.
Mm-hmm.
And then within 24 hours, they ripped that up to like 20% chance. And then less than 24 hours after that, they rev. It's like a 2.9, but they just keep upping it.
That's so weird. Yeah.
What it breaks down to, their last percentage is a 1 to 45% that it could hit. And that's almost half.
I don't know. I firmly believe that we'll see like some type of asteroid impact here coming up, you know, probably like in the near future.
Well, then the rhetoric with everybody's like, Trump's back in Israel. everybody backs Israel.
Yeah.
But they're talking about building that fucking third temple and shit. That's biblical shit, dude. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then I told you that people think that Obama and Trump are the twin antichrist. What happened during Jimmy Carter's funeral? You got Obama, you got Trump. They're all buddy-buddy. You know, like Kamala's looking at him and staring at him. They're talking.
I wonder what those notes said in that funeral.
And then, like, the transformation of Barron Trump looking like a Nephilim, you know what I mean? He ain't even done growing. What's he, like, 7 foot tall now?
That's crazy, yeah.
And his mom looks like an alien, too, if you ask me.
She might be, shit. They probably, all these government people are alien shit. Well, I'm going to get out of here, but I'll be back on tomorrow, guys. Support the broadcast if you can. I'm working on some new projects. Don't forget my book. You guys got to get my book. It's flying off the shelves right now today. And you can get the link in the description. Hidden Access Forces Beyond the Visible World. Kevin, thanks for coming on, brother.
Good, man.
I'm wore out. I've been up since like 2. I have a pinched nerve in my back and it's hard to even breathe, kind of. Have you ever had that?
Oh yeah, dude. You can sleep on your neck wrong, and if you got a stiff neck, which most people have throughout their lives, it totally changes your demeanor. You're like a different person. It's kind of like having a bad tooth. Like, it'll change how you act.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
But yep. I want to say a shout out to the chat. Thanks for everybody that came to watch Shepherd tonight. I miss you guys. I hope well. Let's go Chiefs. I'll talk to you later,
Chip. Heck yeah. All right, everyone. Have a good day. I'll see you guys tomorrow. Good evening.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.